Okay, now we are going to discuss about the graft versus host disease. So to define graft versus host disease, it is a type of a reaction which occurs after certain kind of a transplant as a complication in which the multi-organ disease takes place. By multi-organ, we mean that there will be involvement of the skin, liver, and gastrointestinal tract mainly. So when the transplant of transplant such as hematopoietic stem cell transplant in about 20 to 25 to 80% of the cases, or solid organ transplant, or in case of the transfusion of unirradiated blood such as the donor lymphocyte infusion and maternofetal lymphocyte engraftment. So in these situation, there is a transfusion of the donor immunocompetent T lymphocyte, which act against the antigens which are expressed on the cells of the immunocompromised host recipients. So because of the action of these T lymphocyte on those antigens, there is an inflammatory reaction and destruction of those cells and tissues. This is known as the graft versus host disease, out of which the most of the complication or the in major of the cases, it is basically after the allogeneic hematopoietic stem cell transplant. The exact risk depends upon certain factors such as where there is a degree of disparity, that is HLA disparity between the host and the donor. That is why it is very, very important for the HLA typing and HLA matching between the donor and the host. Other than this, the severity of the conditioning regime, it is also very important, and the prophylactic graft versus host disease which is used. So these three factors decide that whether the graft versus host disease takes place or not, and in which severity. I again repeat, what are the factors? This is the HLA disparity between the donor and the host, the conditioning regime severity, and the graft versus host disease prophylaxis used. Then there are two major forms of the graft versus host disease, that is acute and chronic, depending upon the type and the time at which it presents. Acute graft versus host disease and chronic graft versus host disease. And there is a third one in which the overlap between these two takes place.